Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Hey, what's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv right here on Indy100.com Radio and UBN Universal Broadcast Network. And I would just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning into my show. And because of you guys, I get to do what I do, and I always want to say how grateful and appreciative I am on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a great show for you guys today. If you're into cool movies, TV shows, and just actors in general, we have a cool actor coming in, Shane Graham, coming into the studio. But before that, we just want to do a couple little plugs again. If you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to hit me up on Twitter and or Instagram, that's at Tyrone Tan. Over on Twitter and Instagram, that's T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy. Or if you really, really want to hit me on Facebook, if you can find me, go for it. And also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos of our beautiful guest, such as Shane Graham, as well as our guest co-host of the hour, go check out us up or on Facebook, Star Roast Entertainment over on Facebook. All right, so without further ado, we're going to be bringing in my guest co-host of the hour. I know we've been rotating him through the season. And, you know, we want to say thank you to all the guest hosts that have been coming on, from Alessina Eck to Brandon Rusevich, down to Marcus Lewis Fiend, down to, a plethora of great, and if I'm missing anybody, please forgive me. There's a ton of great guest hosts to be coming in. But today, we're going to be having a dear friend, cool actor buddy friend of mine, Mr. Michael Kunstelman. Welcome.
Hey, Tyrone. Thanks for having me today.
Go a little bit into the mic. There you go.
All right, cool.
Here you go. Well, thanks, Michael Kunstelman.
Hey, I'm happy to be here.
Cool.
It's my first time ever doing this, so I'm pretty excited to see how everything goes here.
Popping your cherry here on this on the radio. Right. So it's first time here in this studio and actually on the radio or in the studio or...
Both.
Okay.
First time on a radio show, first time in the studio here.
Awesome. Well, cool. I think we're going to have some fun here. I know we've been trying to kind of, you know, bring you on for a while, you know.
Right.
And it's kind of cool. We got a cool guest coming on. But before that, I don't know, did you get the memo?
The memo.
The memo.
Guess I'm getting it now.
Well, before then, first off, this is what we do. The memo, one of the first memos of for the guest co-host, we talk about some movie reviews. But first off, we want the audience a little bit to get to know you. Tell the audience just a little bit about yourself, just so they kind of get to know Mr. Michael Kunstelman.
So, yeah, I'm originally from Northeast Ohio. I joined the Navy right after high school, did 7 years in the Navy. I was over in Japan on board the USS Kitty Hawk, that is now decommissioned. And after that, I went to Washington State. Actually, let me back up a little bit. While I was in Japan, that's where I found my love for the performing arts.
Okay.
Being the white guy over there, you know, we're the minority, so there's a lot more work over there. So that's where I found my passion for acting. And then, like I said, after Japan, I went to Washington, got out of the military after 7 years, and moved to L.A. to pursue my dream.
Awesome. Well, cool. Yeah. And what was it about in Japan? Like, how did you fall in love with the arts there? Like, what was it about there, like, where you fall in love with it versus where you grew up?
I always had, growing up, I always had a love for it in the back of my mind. I grew up watching, big professional wrestling fan, so there's, you know, that's basically entertainment in itself.
Yeah.
But I never thought of really pursuing it or anything. But I had a good friend out there in Japan who does a lot of modeling and acting, and he said he was going to do a job out in Tokyo. And I was like, oh, that sounds really cool.
Awesome.
And he's like, just come meet my agent with me, see what we can do. He's like, there's lots of jobs out here for the white guys and non-Japanese, I should say. So yeah, I did that. I did a couple commercials. It was like shortly before I left Japan, probably about 6 months or so. So I didn't do a lot over there. And then after that, like I said, I went to Washington with the full military schedule and stuff. It's hard to pursue acting full time.
Correct.
So, and being, I was like about 2.5 hours out of Seattle too. Wow. So it wasn't even really close either. Yeah. So.
Well, cool. Yeah. Well, and then you came out to LA, and then you start, training and started, doing your thing. Right. Cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Came out. Did I went to community college for a while. Did some theater classes. Eventually got my degree in acting, and been pursuing it ever since. It's been all right. Definitely could be better, obviously. Yeah. But
well, hey, this is part of the game. But also, it's cool. Let's get you just a little bit of exposure out there to all our audience as well. Again, it's Michael Kunstelman. Right. MICHAEL.
Yeah, AEL. Yep.
KUNS.
ELMAN. Yep.
Sounds like a spelling bee. Right. Michael Kunstelman. So again, if you want, you have any social media, any places where people could check you out, if anything?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. It's just my name, Michael Kunstelman. Facebook, same thing, Michael Kunstelman. I'm not a huge social media guy, but I like to go on there and see what all my friends and family are up to, follow everybody. Cool. But I'm not a big into posting things myself. I know I need to get better about that stuff.
Now, are you have a website, anything for check out any work or anything?
I don't know. Just my IMDb page. Okay. I got my demo reel up there, and I got all my credits.
Awesome. Well, go check this gentleman out. And very, very nice gentleman. Very, very dear friend. Again, Michael Kunstelman over on IMDb.
Yeah, I'd appreciate
again,
that.
I know you told me off air. I mean, beforehand, you also do voiceovers. You're working on a project as well, right?
Yeah, I did. I did a voiceover for it was a Japanese superhero movie.
Oh,
and
awesome.
I did the English dub for that, and that was a lot of fun.
Are we able to talk about what it's called or anything? Are we able to say anything?
I don't think so.
Okay,
we'll keep it keep it sealed for now.
Well, cool.
Just in case.
Well, cool. Well, I'm excited for our guests, and it's cool to have you here.
Yeah.
Meaning, I'm excited that anyone that are cool people.
Mm-hmm.
Cool peeps of cool people.
Our guest today is a good friend of mine.
Cool. Yeah, that's awesome. And I know you've been talking about him for a while, and it's great to finally be able to get him in and be able to have you here. So the guest co-host, I don't know if one of the duties is we talk about a quick movie review. Have you seen any movies lately?
What did I see lately? I did see Deadpool over the weekend.
Okay. I think we did a quick movie review on that. But what was your quick actually, let me do this. Let's do this because, I do want to help promote this movie as well. I've had pleasure of interviewing Terry Crews through the years. Nice gentleman. And mm-hmm. I always like help promoting people. So let's go. Thanks to IMDb here. Here's a little quick synopsis of Deadpool 2, rated R. The foul-mouthed mutant mercenary Wade Wilson, a.k.a. Deadpool, brings together a team of fellow mutant rogues to protect a young boy with supernatural abilities from the brutal time-traveling cyborg Cable. Directed by David Leitch, written by Rhett Reese, Paul Wernick, let me see here, and starring the ever-so-funny and talented Mr. Ryan Reynolds, and also written by Ryan Reynolds. So starring Ryan Reynolds as Wade Wilson, Deadpool, Josh Brolin, Marina Baccarin, Julian Dennison, Zazie Beetz, TJ Miller, Leslie Uggams, Karan Soni, Terry Crews, Stefan, Kapisic. If I am botching anyone's names, I do apologize. But there's a plethora of great actors in this. And, if I'm missing anybody, I do apologize. What did you think?
I liked it. Mm-hmm. I was hearing that it wasn't as good as the first one, but I went in there with an open mind, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I thought it was cool. I liked it. I thought obviously they had a lot more probably budget and, had a great ensemble cast.
Mm-hmm.
I did enjoy it as well. So would you highly recommend this one for people having not seen it?
For people, 17 years or older.
So, yeah, check it out. Again, so Mike Kunstelman says check out Deadpool 2.
Right.
And I want to say give shout out to Terry Crews, always being a nice guy. And, check that out. Check out Ryan Reynolds and Deadpool 2. What I want to review about really quickly, have you by any chance seen the movie Solo?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm hoping to go see that this weekend, but we'll
yeah.
see how the
so
crowds
are. I'm a big Star Wars buff, so I do want to talk a little bit about this one. So again, Solo, a Star Wars story, rated PG-13. Here's a little quick synopsis, thanks to IMDb. During an adventure into the criminal underworld, Han Solo meets his future co-pilot Chewbacca and encounters Lando Calrissian years before joining the rebellion. Directed by Ron Howard, written by Jonathan Kasdan and Lawrence Kasdan, based off the characters created by George Lucas, starring as Han Solo himself, Alden Ehrenreich. can you pronounce that?
Something like that.
Alden Ehrenreich, Junis Sotoma, Woody Harrelson, Amelia Clark, Donald Glover, Thandie Newton, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Paul Bettany, Jon Favreau. Again, plethora of great actors. A lot of great out here, great actors in this film. Actually, you said you didn't see it.
Not yet. Okay, hopefully this weekend.
I actually enjoyed it. I know it's been getting a kind of back and forth kind of thing, good and bad stuff. But I'm one of those things. It's like if you're a sports guy, guy, right?
Definitely.
Okay, so who's your favorite team?
Cleveland.
Okay, so
the board.
Whether they play good or bad, you're still going to be a fan of them, right?
Yeah.
So I personally feel I'm a Star Wars fan in general. So whether it's probably not the best or great movies in general, there's been through the hits or misses through the years, I'm still going to be a Star Wars fan. So I know there's people that are out there that are like, some movies have ruined it for them. But for me, it's like if you're a Star Wars fan, I believe personally, again, my personal belief, just be a Star Wars fan, support it.
And you go in there liking it already because you're a fan of that universe.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. I enjoyed it. I thought Alden did good. I mean, mm-hmm. I know there's been, talk about others. And again, listen, hey, at the end of the day, he's just being an actor. He gets a job and, you do the best you can. And Woody Harrelson did great. Donald Glover did great. Amelia Clark, I absolutely love Amelia Clark in this. I love Ron Howard's work. So, I thoroughly actually pretty much enjoyed the movie. And I know it didn't do as well as it probably, could have. But,
I guess you still got that Deadpool crowd still going.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
that. Avengers still out. But again, I say check it out. If you can, support it. I also had the pleasure of meeting Lawrence Kasdan not too long ago, and a very, very nice gentleman. And, he's written a lot of the Star Wars, so it was kind of cool to kind of meet him just before this, and it was kind of cool. So, again,
I've heard good things about it, so I'm excited to.
Yeah. So check it out again. That's Solo, a Star Wars story, rated PG-13. So again, Michael, I don't know. Now, did you get the other memo?
Oh, here it comes.
Now, did you get the other memo? Now, the other memo is that we find ways. The guest co-host is responsible of finding ways of making the guest of the hour have him, be able to bring him in on a way to make him feel special. So meaning sometimes we bring people in on limos, hang gliders, Millennium Falcons, stuff like that. Is there anything that you arranged for this Ooh. Guest of the hour to be able to make him feel welcome? How are you going to bring him on? I mean, is there anything you arranged?
I think he deserves a grand WWE entrance, with some entrance music and some crowd
roaring.
Okay,
so just walking in. I thought, be kind of, he's kind of a cool guy, a good-looking guy, right?
Oh,
but
it's very handsome.
He's actually, he's got a movie coming out, or he's got a movie, a new mm-hmm. movie called Ride. Remember that?
I did.
And it's like BMX biking, to my understanding, right?
Yeah, he actually invited me to an advanced screening of that.
Okay, now, great so movie. I think, I don't know, I thought it would be kind of cool. I don't know if you, I thought I got a backup plan for you. Maybe we bring him in on a cool BMX bike or something.
Let's do it.
Let's do that. I mean, yeah. I think I saw that you, did you arrange that or something? I saw something down up
the
hill.
I was wheeling in the half pipe too for
okay.
him to come down.
So here's an actor. He's was on a series, we'll talk about, he's on the show The Sun. He's got a new movie called The Ride. He's been in a bunch of stuff that we're going to talk about. Again, his name is Shane Graham. We're going to be bringing him in BMX style into the studio, and I guess you're just going to whistle him down, and I guess you're going to open up the door, and then you're just going to whistle him. He's going to come down. He looks like he's all ready. I can see him out the window.
He's always ready.
He's always ready. He's going to be coming in. Okay, so just what? Whistle for him? Is that how's this going to go down? Right. Here we go. Okay, here he comes. Riding down on the hill. I can see him going down Sunset. Flipping through. There he goes. Oh my gosh, he does a big 360 in the air. Riding down into the studio. Here he is from the show The Sun and the new movie Ride. Here comes, wheeling into the studio, Shane Graham. Woo!
I can't pedal anymore.
All right. Well, cool. Wow, look at all the dust. And all right. Well, again, here is Shane Graham, actor. Welcome, Shane Graham, to StarWarsEntertainment.tv right here at Indie100.com Radio, UBN, Universal Broadcast Network.
Thank you.
Welcome, you. Man.
I appreciate it, man.
Well, hold on, Mike. Did you get the receipt for the bike, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hope you had insurance.
Well, cool, man. If you mind just getting a little closer to the mic, or you can lift that up a little bit closer. All right. So, Shane, welcome,
yes.
My man.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, good. Michael, thank you for the entrance there.
Definitely. My pleasure. Cool.
Well, so Mike, I mean, Shane.
Sure, yeah, yeah. Can call me Mike.
We want to, here he is. Well, first off, again, thank you for coming. It's been great. Michael actually has been talking about you for a while. And he's been pretty much, telling me some good things. And maybe not some good things. No.
It's all true.
No, but he's been, been chopping you up for a while, and he's been kind of telling me about your show, about your movie, and that's what we're going to talk about as well, and your career. So, but most of all, like you said, you're a friend of his, and I said, listen, man, any friend of yours, a friend of mine, so to speak, and I would love to help promote you and whatever you got coming out and or out already. Okay.
Thanks.
So, listen, we want the audience to get to know you, if not already, to be able to get to know you, maybe start becoming even more fans or new fans and start to follow your stuff. And so we always like to start off with this. Shane Graham, where are you born and raised, my man?
I was born in Bryan, Texas, the only hospital in that town at the time.
Okay.
In Texas, I grew up on a farm and I escaped. That's okay. I went into acting, but
it's half the battle, right?
Cool. And did you know growing up that you always wanted to be an actor?
Oh yeah, yeah. I pretended to cry to get out of getting in trouble, and I wanted to be in the box like the other kids.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was my quote when I was 4. I want to be in the box, Mom.
Yeah.
And so yeah, when I was 7 and a half, okay. I came out to L.A. to find an agent. Just me and my mom.
This is at 7 and a half.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I begged my mom and begged my mom until she wasn't having it, and we took a road trip, and I walked up and down the streets in Toluca Lake, actually.
Okay.
And went into the Starbucks, into the shops, walked up to people randomly and said, are you an agent?
Wow.
Are you an agent? Are you an agent? Eventually, someone was like, yeah, I'm an agent. What are you doing? And I was like, yeah, I want to be an actor, and he gave me an audition for a potato chip commercial, and I booked it.
Wow.
And then they referred me to Texas agent, and I moved back for a while.
Wow. He's like, I'll get you something, but go back to Texas.
random chance. Yeah.
Now, was there anyone that's that inspired you, so to speak, to become an actor at 7 and a half? Who were someone that inspired you? I mean, obviously.
I have plenty of inspirations now, but when I was a kid, it was just a fascination with story on screen. Mm-hmm. I just really would get into any film we were watching, and, parents would say, try to get my attention or whatever, and I just glued to the TV, and they have to turn it off, and I was one of those guys. And I just wanted to be a part of that process.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, I just love pretend.
Was there a favorite TV shows or movies growing up that you liked, that you always got you glued to the screen, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, my dad made me watch Westerns, because, Maybe. He was a farmer and a ranch manager and worker, and so I was raised a cowboy, and I was raised on horseback, and so he kind of liked that aspect. So when Dad was in the house, we were watching Westerns.
Okay.
When Mom was in the house, we were watching everything. I loved Friends as a little kid. I was watching Friends. I just really connect with anything film.
So cool. So you came out to L.A., then you moved back to Texas.
Yep.
You started working there. What do you recall as your first, big job as a kid?
My first movie role was a film called Cicadas, directed by Kat Candler, who directed Hellion, and she's the showrunner for Queen Sugar.
Okay,
And so she gave me my first role. I had to have been like 11. And, everyone knows that you guys know acting is about momentum. So when you get that one job, now you have something on your resume, you go pursue another one. And it was just kind of a domino effect. I stayed focused and showed up and was ready and did my job. And I jumped around short films. I did a film called Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
With Taylor Lautner?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I was an antagonist in that. And
So this pre-Twilight, obviously.
Yeah, before Twilight, which actually he's a really cool guy. He's a really talented martial artist, most people
know. Yeah, yeah. No, I've seen some stuff. I mean,
he's skilled. He's really good. But then, yeah, I did a little bit of Boyhood. I did a few years on that. And then...
What was that like working on that? I mean, okay, so...
That was interesting.
Yeah, because... Okay, yeah, I got... who did I interview? Linklater's daughter not too long ago.
Oh, Lorelai?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And very sweet girl. I was at some screening. But anyways, I haven't had the you know, pleasure of interviewing Ethan Hawke or anyone like that yet. But like for you,
sure.
Did you just know it was? Like, what was the breakdown? Because did you know it was going to be a how-many-year process? There was another actor I've interviewed also in the movie. And like you said, you know, through the years, you know, interviewed here and there people that have been involved with that movie. So my point is, for you, though, how was that audition? And then what were you told at the time?
It was a really interesting process. So the way it worked is I went audition like any other film. And then I get the word that I booked it. I'm like, oh, okay, great. I get to go play it, pretend, you know. And
how old are you at this point?
Oh,
is this kid years or teen years?
This is early teens.
Okay.
Yeah. And I said, all right. So I showed up to set, did the job for that, which I thought it was over, right? And then they were trying to explain to me, no, it's a long process. And I was like, I don't get it. What, you're going to take a long time to film the movie? And my grandma was like, no, we'll be back. I'm like, okay, whatever. So I left, and I thought the thing was over, and I put it on my resume, and then I'd go into auditions, and they're like, what is this? Oh, it's something that comes out in you know, like, a decade. Yeah. And they're like, oh, okay, whatever. And, like, people, I actually had someone thought that I made it up.
Kind of blew it off.
Yeah, huh? And blew it off on my resume. And then you all meet up the next year, and you're like, it's like a reunion.
Yeah.
And it's just really cool, and the job that kept giving. But
wow.
It was really interesting. Richard Linklater is a genius, but the way he worked with his actors was cool because when we were on set, he literally walked up to us. We have this one scene where we're walking down the street, and I had one particular line that I had to say. But before that, he said, all right, what are y'all into? What do you like? And actually, we were talking about Star Wars.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, and I was big on the newer prequel movies.
Prequel.
I liked them. You know? And I said, oh, I love General Grievous from Star Wars. And he's like, talk about that. Do you talk about that and walk down the hill? And eventually, just say your line.
Gotcha.
Like, okay.
Oh, wow.
And so we had a lot of freedom on that set to kind of express whoever we were at the time. And you kind of see that when you watch the film. It seems
natural.
It's very in the moment.
Yeah.
And so you kind of see the time change as, you know, technology changes, people change.
Mm. Yeah.
Relationships, how people talk to each other. It's just very organic. It's crazy.
So then when that movie finally came out, like, did you even remember that you did that? I mean, like, because, I mean, was it literally like 10, what is it? Was it 10, 12? How many years from the time you started it to when it actually came out?
It was
like
12, wasn't it?
Oh, no. I mean, I was on, year three? Three, four, five? Yeah. And so it was at least 8 years.
Wow.
Between starting the project and then walking away from it after it was done with my years, then seeing it pop up all of a sudden, it's going to Berlin Film Fest. And I'm like, hey, it's actually happening. Like,
yeah.
I thought there was still a chance that they might just go, you know, this is too much of a financial risk.
Yeah.
And throw it.
You're like, I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. It was really cool. And it ended up really.
Was it kind of just interesting to see? Because it's almost like probably looking at like home videos at that point because you're like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot about this.
Yeah. You see the height too. Like, I did a huge growth spurt between my year one and two where it was just like, okay, that's a different kid. Wow.
Well, cool. Now, Michael Kuntzman, guest co-host, do you have any questions for Shane on his upbringing before we get into the nitty-gritty? Any upbringing, childhood or teen years that you don't know, that the audience would like to know, let's say?
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, Shane and I are pretty good friends,
Mike.
So okay.
Any questions that you may have never asked him or maybe for someone that you know would like to know about him, maybe just his upbringing?
What was your next move after you did Boyhood? Like, how was the transition from that? Like, as far as keeping the momentum going, like you mentioned earlier.
Well, after Boyhood, it was I had a short film spree where I did a few leads and shorts, and I was training at the time to learn how to act in commercials. I ended up doing a lot of those. I think I've done 26 commercials before I was 18, and then. You know, as I got older, I transitioned back into film. But
yeah.
There was a huge part of my life where I was just doing commercial auditions and commercial work. And the film slowed, and then it picked back up once I...
Now, is this all while you were in Texas still, or did you have...
Oh, yeah, no, this was Austin, Boyhood, Austin Market.
So that agent that you met in Starbucks, ended up becoming your agent, or was he just...
He just believed in me and liked me, and he said, you know what, kid, you should stay out here. And at the time, my mom was having a conversation with him, like, look... We can't stay out here. We don't have the money. We're from a farm in Texas.
Wow.
So here's the thing. I'm going to take my son back to Texas. If you can help us, that'd be great. And so he actually referred me to an agency in Austin.
Wow.
And so I went and met with them when we got back to town, and they were like, yeah, we'll take you, kid. And that's how I got started. It was just a random chance on the street. I kept walking up to people. And
that's hilarious.
Nowadays, wow, that's super dangerous for a kid to walk up to people. Hey,
they're like, come in my white van.
Yes, come to my casting couch, friend.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
You know, but at least nowadays, I mean, when I started, I mean, you couldn't even look. There was no, like, IMDb, so to speak.
No.
And, I mean, like you know, but, you know, and you guys, at least people could look people up nowadays, and you could be, or even, you know, Facebook them or look at them up, or, you know, social media or something.
It's
at
instant.
Least it's instant. You could find someone, you could tell if someone's lying or something, you know.
Absolutely. Like, you know, Siri has ruined all bar arguments.
Yeah, yeah. So,
yeah, absolutely.
All right. So, what we're going to do, we're going to be going into some the nitty gritty. Okay.
Yes.
So, again, you got a movie we're going to talk about. You got the, obviously, you're on the show called The Sun.
Yep.
And then obviously, you got this new movie called Ride.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. We're going to talk about that. Again, more with Shane Graham before we cut to any social media handles or anything really quickly.
Yeah. Shana Graham. So it's
Is
my
it
name.
Shana?
Shane A.
Oh, okay.
Graham. Shana Graham on Instagram. I think it's Shana Graham on Twitter. Yeah.
Okay. So that's S-H-A-N-E and then A.
And then my last name, G-R-A-H-A-M.
That's
Shana
on,
Graham.
That's on Instagram.
Instagram and Twitter.
Twitter.
By, the place
and
where
Facebook?
I
play.
I don't mess with it. It's all private there.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, cool. All right, so like you said, check them out, but don't tune out. We're going to be right back here. We're going to be cutting to a song, and my guest co-host is going to be introducing this song. So you're going to...
Yeah, we ready?
Yeah,
we're
going
to...
Okay, so you're going to be introducing the song and, you know, the artist and all that stuff.
All right.
This is the guest co-host. Okay, so introduce the song. The
song is Work For It by Honey Doll.
All right. So again, these were guests of mine. Great song here. Again, that's Work For It by Honey Doll. And we'll be back more with...
Shane Graham.
Okay. Right here on StarWarsEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com, radio, UBN. And we'll be right back here. Again, one more time, Mike. What's the name?
Work For It by Honey Doll.
Okay. Here we go.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
I'm gonna make you work for it. You're gonna have to work for it. I'm gonna make you work for it. You're gonna have to work. You're gonna have to work a little harder than that.
My love ain't free, baby. You're gonna have to work for it.
Let's work.
Now work, work it, 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 work, work it.
I said my love ain't free, baby. You're gonna have to work for it.
Two chains on the neck piece,
yeah, yeah.
South Beach on them jet skis,
yeah, yeah.
I work hard, I'm a go-getter,
yeah, yeah.
I do me, I got my own cheddar,
yeah, yeah.
No chick that can feel better,
yeah, yeah.
Yo chick can make you go-getter,
yeah, yeah.
Big girl got her own car, I don't need a man to tell me I'm a gopher,
yeah, yeah.
And you're gonna have to get correct, make a job and they pay you on your last check,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, your girl, yeah, she independent, make my own money and I know how to spend it.
What? Work, work, you gon' have to work it, boy. Work, work, you gon' have to work it, boy. Work, work, you gon' have to work it, boy. Work, work,
let's work.
I said my love ain't free, baby, you gon' have to work for it. My love ain't free, baby, you gon' have to work for it.
My love ain't free, baby, you gon' have to work for it.
My love ain't free, baby, you gon' have to work for
now
it.
Work for it.
Let's work.
Got it right, I'm a pop star.
Yeah, yeah.
Run a party hard like a rock star.
Yeah, yeah.
We can shut down Los Angeles.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think you can handle this. I heard all the slick talk. Once I let my guard down, then you dish your talk. You're gonna have to show me. You're gonna have to get to know me. I moved up to a new level. And baby boo wanna rock a new bezel.
Yeah, yeah.
But my love worth a million.
Work, boy, work, work, you gon' have to work it, boy. Work, work, you gon' have to work it, boy. Work, work, you gon' have to work it, boy. Work, work,
let's work.
I said my love ain't free, baby, you gon' have to work for it. My love ain't free, baby, you gon' have to work for it.
My love ain't free, baby, you gon' have to work for it.
work it, let's work.
Break down, let's work.
I said my love ain't free, baby, you gon' have to work for it.
Break down,
let's work. I said my love ain't free, baby, you gon' have to work for it.
Break down,
let's work. I said my love ain't free, baby, you gon' have to work for it.
Break down,
let's work. I said my love ain't free, baby, you gon' have to work for it.
Break down, let's work.
My love is free, and boy, you still gotta work.
Break down, let's work.
My love is free, and boy, you still gotta work.
Break down, let's work.
My love is free, and boy, you still gotta work.
Break down, let's work.
Right, that was Work For It by Honey Doll. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Again, that's Honey Doll, HoneyDoll. Honey Doll. Again, Work For It. Let me know. Or check check them out.
Check
them out over on social media, all that kind of good stuff. Great groups of people. So again, well, cool. What do you think? I mean, I don't know.
It's good.
Is your kind of music? What music do you like?
I'm usually a rock and roll fan, classic rock, 90s alternative. Okay. But if you look at my iTunes, you wouldn't know where to begin. I got everything in there.
What about yourself, Shane? What kind of music do you like?
You know, anything that makes my hips move in a twerky function. I like things that you know, give you a beat.
Cool. Cool. Well, we are back here with my guest co-host of the actor. Of the hour.
Of the hour of the acting of the thing of the radio.
Co-host of the actor.
Yeah, the guest co-host of the hour, my dear friend, actor Michael Kunstelman. Welcome back.
Hello, thank you.
Okay, cool. If you want to check out Michael Kunstelman, again, he's at Michael Kunstelman over on social media. That's MichaelKunstelman. Is that correct?
You got it.
Michael Kunstelman for the spelling bee. Anyways, and also we are back here with the guest of the hour, actor Shane Graham. From the show The Sun and the new movie, The Ride.
It's just Ride.
Again, welcome back, Shane Graham.
Hey, thank you.
So let's cut forward to, you came out here, you went L.A., you went back to Texas, you worked some stuff, you know, from commercials down with Taylor Lautner, Shark Boy and Lava Girl, down to the Boyhood with Richard Linklater. And then when did you... Okay, I would say, would you feel The Sun was your big break?
So my first big TV thing was Into the Badlands.
Okay,
I'd moved out to LA, pursued a lot of things, studied, worked hard, struggled, PA, changing trash cans on set, and then finally I sent in a video submission for this part, and I booked my first guest star appearance on Into the Badlands. I played Ajax. It was about martial arts, and it's this dystopian future where, you know, the swing of your sword determines your future, you know? And it's really crazy. That show is really good. So I booked that, got my appearance on AMC, and auditioned for The Sun, and shortly after that, and auditioned. It was I think I went in for 4 different auditions. And then... finally, that last producer session, they said, "We want to make you happy, man." I was like, "Well, I'm very happy right now." And I walked out of that room with a big grin on my face, and I got it.
And what's your character for those that don't know?
Yeah, I am Charles McCullough on The Sun. I am the grandson to Eli McCullough, who's played by Pierce Brosnan. And the show is called The Sun, but there's multiple sons. There's Pierce, who's the first son of Texas. There's his sons, Henry and Phineas. Who are the first sons of the son of Texas, and then there's me and my brother Jonas, and then we consider Jenny, my sister, is kind of one of the sons too, because she's she's the tough-headed one of the group of kids.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say there's a few daughters in there too. Huh?
Oh yeah, yeah. And then you have my dad's wife, Sally, played by the amazing Jess Wexler, and you know her from a few things. But something that I fanboyed out was I was like, oh my gosh, your teeth. You're the girl from Teeth.
Oh,
and she
okay,
was
yeah.
like, yes, I am. It was the coolest moment. Yeah. But no, it's a really great show.
What's the show about for those that don't?
Sure. So The Sun is about early Texas, the Republic of Texas, when it was first a thing, and how it came to be. And so we jump back and forth between two time periods, 1915 and 1845, and we see the young Eli, who was actually, his family was slaughtered. And so he was captured by Comanches and raised as a captive, but slowly assimilates into the tribe. So he becomes a Comanche. Then we jump back to the present time, which is 1915, because it's period piece. And you see Eli as this overlord of this oil business. And he runs his business like a tight ship. And he's brutal and he's cruel, but he kind of runs his business as a Comanche. Who their ways are really unique and really cool. And it's just be free, be who you feel like being. And so he wants to protect that and protect his legacy. And so there's this crazy war that goes on between us and our neighbors, whom he wants their land. And it's brutal, but it's kind of an honest telling, and it reflects history in kind of a truthful way. So I think a lot of people can appeal to that because it touches on the race relations at the time. It touches on sexism at the time. It touches on the LGBT community at the time. It touches on these really cool subjects, but at the same time, it's like, you know, it's history in your face. But what the writer did was he took all of the favorite characters from Texas history that he liked and wrote them into being related and made a novel called The Sun, and that's what the show is based on. So, like, Charles McCullough kind of stems from a real person. All the people actually stem. He just made them related, and so now you have a fictional story.
Wow. It looks like a huge cast. And what's it like working on that show and with Mr. 007?
He's cool. He is really cool. Season 2 is going to be wild when it comes out in July.
Are you guys still in production? Or
We finished production. We finished post-production. I'm hearing July.
Okay.
You don't have to quote me, but I think that's right.
Of resuming back or as
of
the show?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Season 2 will come out
okay.
about then. And then, Brosnan's amazing. I call him Pierce. He's cool. He's kind. He remembers everything you say. He asks you about your mom. He hugs you. He's like not at all an A-list movie star. Like he's really is like a guy on the street that's friendly.
To be an A-list movie star.
Who happens to be an A-list movie. Right. Yeah. And you know, so he's really cool. We have a lot of fun. We joke around and
where you guys film this at?
A lot of shenanigans. We film near Austin around that area.
So near where you were.
Yeah, where I kind of grew up.
You're like, you moved out here to L.A. to be back in Austin.
Yeah, it's really funny. I came out to L.A., right? Booked a show, fly to Texas to film it, and then come back to L.A. It's hilarious.
That's hilarious. Yeah, no, it is hilarious. I had a friend of mine that he moved out here years ago, and he moved out here from New York to come out, and then he booked a series on a soap opera that would film back
definitely
in New York.
In New York, yeah.
He was like, just moved out
goodbye.
Here. And it was kind of funny.
How that anyway. Works, huh?
But so, Michael, any quick questions regarding maybe the son or his current or the TV show before we go into the ride? Any quick questions?
I was a big fan of the first season, so I'm excited to see season two.
You guys want to hear a juicy story about behind the scenes? So, season one. Episode 4, I can say this now because it's way past. Right before we started shooting that, I was leaning on a balcony and it broke and I fell 18 feet onto the ground. Busted my hip, busted the side of my body. The next day, I had to ride a horse. And so if you watch episode 4 of season 1, I'm actually riding the horse because I told all the guys there, you know, I'm from a ranch, I grew up on horses, all that. So they tested me and they were fine. But the whole time I'm writing, I'm gritting my pain because I can't put the production on hold, you know?
Yeah.
And so whenever he pulls me down from the horse, look really closely at my face and you could see I'm hiding a ton of pain. It's it's really great. It had to be cool.
That's hilarious.
But it didn't translate.
Must go on.
Well, speaking of like stunt action type shenanigans, let's talk about your new movie, Ride.
Ride.
Okay, let's talk about this, and you know, let's talk about your character, what the movie's about. And again, let's go click over here. Ride. What I know, it says here, it's about a life story of John Bulgens, who has dedicated his life to sports of BMX. Expand on that, my man.
Sure. So the movie is pretty accurate. They left out very small little details, and obviously they adapted it into an American story rather than over there. But yeah, he's this really cool Scottish guy. He had a terrible upbringing. Like, his first memory is being thrown in a fire by his father. So very rough guy, but he was raised in an Aryan Brotherhood family.
Mm-hmm.
And so the story at its center is actually about this kid who's troubled, who gets thrown into a kind of prison-type school system because he stabbed his father, who's an Aryan Brotherhood guy. And he ends up getting taken out and adopted by a black man and his wife, because that man saw something in him and just wanted to give him a second chance. And so there's this really amazing story as John learns to let go of that prejudice and struggles with his own inner demons. And eventually he kind of rises above that and becomes a champion BMX rider thanks to the love and help of his new dad. Wow. And so there's this really cool family friendly, you could take the kids. It's a great film. It's going to be really good.
And this is, it's also starring, it's yourself as John Bulgen.
Yeah, I play John Bulgens. It was fantastic.
What's it like, portraying somebody or playing somebody that's, is he still
alive? He's alive, okay. And he was on set next to me. Yes.
And was it like when you auditioned for it, or was it offered you? Was it like, hey, you're going to be playing some guy?
No, so I was filming The Sun at the time, or the very end of season one, and I flew out to LA from Texas since I had a week off real quick. Didn't tell anyone, just got on a plane and went, because I read the script for this audition. I said, I have to be there. And so I went and I auditioned, came back, finished my filming, got a call back, because I had a week left. Got a call back, went in, read three more times and got the part. But I didn't realize that the real guy was going to be sitting next to me. So it was really interesting to have this person that went through all this, who's so nice and kind and a good soul, sitting there. And I'm going in to do this rough scene, and then I turn to him like, was that right? And he can give me this insight, like, you know, yeah, when I was walking in, there was this thing. Because you take the direction, you want to tell the story as the director wants it told, obviously.
Not to interrupt, just say, directed by Alex Ranarivello?
Yes, okay. You nailed it.
Awesome.
That's a tough one. You did it.
Alex Ranarivello. So
that is
give some
right.
credit to the director there.
Yeah, huge shout out to Alex, who's he really knows what he wants, but he tells it to you in a way that's clear and crisp, and it's not, you know, I need more of this. It's, whenever you're saying this line, I want to feel like whenever you grab that doorknob, it's like there's these really cool details he throws in there that gives you perspective without distracting you. Because as an actor, you want to stay in the moment, you want to be in the moment. And whenever they roll the cameras, you're living truthfully in imaginary circumstance. Bam! And a lot of times when you're taking direction, if you want to mold that performance, you don't want anything to be distracting. And Alex is an actor's director, so. Yeah, huge props to him.
Awesome. And how much training did you have to do? Did you already know how to ride bike?
Hold on. No. I cannot ride a bicycle to save my life.
That's the big question right there.
It's so funny. John actually gave me a bicycle after we were done filming, just as a thank you, and because we're good friends now. And I rode that thing to my trailer and went to stop it and realized he gave me a bicycle with no brakes. I put my foot on the front tire and flipped over the front of the handlebars and did a full somersault into my trailer. Like, it was.
Wow.
That's my riding power. Like, I give huge props to my stunt guys, who Ryan Nyquist, who's a huge champion, and Chase Hawk, who's also a huge champion, X Games guy. They're the top of the industry with BMX, and every shot that the bike is moving, they were sitting there. I did all the acting, and then I would walk up to the ramp.
They do that close-up shot, and then it cuts to.
Oh, yeah. I get
put,
up
like,
to the
hat on or the hood.
Absolutely.
Like, tag, you're in.
And then the silhouette shot or something like that.
You know what's interesting is some of that filming, you'll see in the movie when it comes out in theaters, that there's a lot of shots of me on the bike moving and going quick. Mm-hmm. What happened was two different settings happened. One, they put me in the middle of this arena-type thing, this outdoor thing, and then put a rigged camera onto a bicycle and said, just ride around and pretend like you're taking impacts. and you're jumping.
Yeah.
And so I rode around really slow motion on flat ground doing all these reactions, and then they edited it into all the landing and taking off, and it actually translates. I don't know how they did it. And then the same thing happened one day, actually. We were so short on time because we did this whole film in like 17 days.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Wow.
And what ended up happening was they said, look, we need to shoot right here. We'll have some guys with you to watch to make sure you're okay. But the director needs to be over here with this unit. We're going to give you a bicycle with a camera, and you're going to wear this hoodie, and you're just going to do this whole sequence in your head in this parking lot. Just make everything up. You know, turn left, turn right, whatever you feel, do it. And so they left me alone with the camera for like 25 minutes, and I just made a bunch of stuff up, and it's all in there. It's
that's
the
hilarious.
Funniest thing. It really worked.
That's awesome. So when does the movie come out? Or I know it's been hitting the film festivals right now, right?
So
are you allowed to say?
I can't say too much.
Okay.
For the sake of ESX, I know that they have a lot of things they're working on.
Okay.
I think probably in a couple of weeks I'll be able to send you a message.
Okay, cool. Well,
but, it will be out. You will be able to see it.
It's been hitting the film festivals right now?
Yeah, we just won Newport Beach. I'm really
proud. That's awesome, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So again, it's called Ride.
Ride. Me
that's R-I-D-E. You know?
Me and Chris Bridges and Sasha Alexander.
Well, okay, yeah. When you say Chris Bridges.
Oh, sorry, Ludacris.
Okay,
you know him as Ludacris.
Okay, so
his name is Christopher Bridges.
Okay,
I call him Chris.
I had a friend of mine, a mutual friend of ours, actually, filmmaker Mr. Kirk Kubicek. He wanted me to ask you a question.
Okay.
He said, and he wanted me to ask you, and I think in this way, and he was kind of joking, but yeah, he's like, ask him, what's it like working with Luda?
Oh, Luda.
That's how he asked me. I said, okay, I think that's how he asked me to ask you. And he said, ask him, what's it like working with Luda?
All right. I'm happy to tell you. So what's interesting about this guy, he's really cool, really humble, really fun, but he's a really good actor. Like, you see him cast in these big sports films, Fast and Furious franchise, all that. But when you give him a camera and give him something like an independent film where he has a scene to work, he's a fantastic. He's fun. He's energetic.
I thought he was great.
Always
in the movie.
Has a great attitude. Yeah, he was
really
good.
You know, he's great, and he has good timing, good beats. You laugh, at least in the Fast and Furious franchises.
There's so many good funny moments in Ride. You're gonna be cracking up. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, the relationship between me and him, because he adopts me. There's this really cool friction that becomes this awesome thing you want to watch. I really enjoyed the chemistry between us as a father-son.
Yeah.
And it's funny, he doesn't want to be called Ludacris in real life. He just wants to be called Chris. He's like...
So in all respect,
you know,
Chris
really, really
it's
cool
Chris,
guy.
It's Chris Bridges.
Christopher Bridges.
Christopher Bridges.
He's awesome.
And he plays Eldridge Bulgens.
Yes.
Correct?
Eldridge Bulgens. He's fantastic in it.
Now, did you get to meet him? The real...
I did not. I got to see a lot of photos. John and I talked a lot about him. But they're overseas, and they're older now, and you know they like their peaceful life. But
I'm sure they'll watch the movie, though.
Oh, they will.
Do you think was the inspiration for them to make the movie itself? Like, you know, out of all athletes out there, what do you think? Was it the director? Because
what's funny is
he wrote it as well, right? And,
He helped a lot in the writing process.
Okay.
But what's interesting about the story and how it came to the production company was one of the producers, Ali, who's a really cool dude. Ali and Hadil. Are the producers on this.
And then it was written by, let's give some credit here, so it's Hadil Rida.
Yes.
Right? And then screenplay by J.R. Reher and Jean-Marie Sobeck.
Jack Rear.
Okay.
So what was interesting, Ali collects Haro BMX bikes, and John's the brand manager of Haro BMX, one of the biggest BMX companies in the world. Just came from nothing, thrown in a fire to running, just amazing guy. But Ali collect all the bicycles from Haro. And so he had a relationship with John because he would go and buy all their limited bikes and all that. And one day John was just like, you know, you're making these movies. Let me tell you about my life story. And they sat down while he was going to buy a bicycle and just spilt some beans. And Ali went, I'm going to make this a movie. And John didn't take him serious.
Huh? Mm.
Yeah, John did not take Ali serious. He was like, no, you're not. Whatever. Okay, whatever. Came back with a script and he was like, let's go. Let's do this. John was like, all right. Whatever, and then sure enough, you know, months later, John was standing on set with Chris Bridges, Ludacris, and myself, and Sasha Alexander from all these things, NCIS, whatnot, and making a really, really good film.
Well,
so it was funny.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations again. check it out when it's actually out.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's hitting the festival circuit, so hopefully people could see it there. Again, so it's called Ride.
Yep.
Man, time's already running out, man. We already got down to the wire here. About a minute or so left here. So this show ultimately is about... Actually, Michael, do you have any last questions really quick?
I was going to ask, actually. I know you had mentioned John was on set with you.
Yeah.
Did you get any time before?
No.
Not
before shooting. I did not meet him until I was standing on set with him, so the pressure was on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were there any characteristics about him that you...
Oh, I emulated everything.
Okay.
So right. I mastered John's walk. I mastered how he likes to express himself when he's talking to people. And I made sure to put that into each shot. And over time, I let the character relax more as his life around him changed. So you'll be able to see that. And I think John's proud of it.
What was the greatest challenge that you faced during the film for yourself? Was there a challenge? Or?
Yeah, there was. There was a couple, but one of the biggest ones for me was... to express that I truly felt isolated, as John did at the time, because I'm not an isolated guy. I go out, I hang, I like to have fun. And John at the time, whenever this film started, he's super antisocial, had racism in his heart, burning prejudice, and it was understandable the way he was raised and what he went through. And so to emulate that, what I did was I isolated myself while we were filming. I'd only go to set to work. It wasn't me being rude. I was never rude to anyone, but I'd go on a set, do my job, go back to my hotel room, stay inside, listen to somber music, no TV, and study my lines. And then I'd get up the next day and repeat it. And so I shut myself off from everyone to kind of get myself in this awkward state. And then over time, as the movie progressed, I got more social. But it was that was the hard part, was being, I guess, racist. And being believable and being in the moment.
In a nutshell, the movie is really about filling that blank, like really about...
The film is really about relations and how love sees no color, no barriers, no borders. It's just, family's family and kindness transcends. And that's what you get from this film, is this warm feeling that we can all just accept each other if you just show love to the people that... You might initially react to it in a negative way. If you give them a little bit of love, a little bit of time, all that stuff's going to break away, and you're going to see that we're all the same exact people.
So it seems like it's a very inspiring movie.
Great. Oh, you're going to love it. It's very inspiring.
And on that note, this show is ultimately about inspiring others. Yeah. You've been inspired. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, become an actor, or just follow their dreams in general?
I'd say do the work. The trick to getting it, to getting anywhere in this business, is to do the work. Study, show up the most prepared. If something's not working for you, find another method. But ultimately, it's doing the work and hustling. If you're sitting on your hands and waiting for a part to fall into your lap, it won't happen. You have to be actively changing up what you're doing, or studying harder. It's just, you got to be the one that shows up and is persistent, and that persistence will pay off. I was told no 1,000 times. So eventually you'll get that one if you just don't quit.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, man, I want to thank you. Guys, check out, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, check out Ride, coming to theater soon, hopefully. And then, again, hitting the circuit, check it out. It's Ride. And then also check out Shane Graham in the show The Sun.
Please do.
And check that out. And again, one more time, social media really quick.
Shane Graham, S-H-A-N-E-A. And then my last name, Graham.
Cool.
That's Twitter and Instagram.
Awesome. And then Michael Kutzman, thank you for being a great guest co-host.
My pleasure. Thanks
for
having me.
Hopefully I'll be back. And again, Shane Graham, you're always welcome back, my man. All right. Thanks, man. And, again, I just always want to say thank you guys. God bless you guys all. Thank you guys all for listening and tuning in. Until next time, I always like to end off my show in Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Amen to that.